What have these last 2 weeks been like since returning from Rio and resuming your NFL career?
A little hectic, you know, getting back into things, but we do things on such a good schedule. It's just kind of getting back into things like normal. It's kind of been crazy, to be honest. Everything that I've done the last 5 or 6 months, and I'm right back in it like it never happened. It's crazy.
As Ebner. Ebner splits defenders and Nate.
While you were in Rio, your teammates were here in the early days of training camp doing their jobs. Mm-hmm. Matthew Slater wears number 43, your jersey, on the first day of practice.
Yeah.
The coaches don Nate Ebner USA Rugby shirts. They have team viewing parties, so to speak,
right,
watching you compete. What did that mean to you, and how did you become aware of it?
To see the support that they showed, like Slate wearing my jersey and the coaches, you know, wearing those shirts, I mean, that means a lot to me. I just think ultimately it just shows the type of organization we have here and the type of people we bring into this team and the character that guys have throughout the organization from top to bottom, that we truly do care about one another. And, you know, that really showed to me.
You call the sport your first passion, also a first love, mm-hmm, of your late father. You played inside center, same position your dad did.
Mm-hmm.
How often did you think about him the last few weeks? Were there times in the opening ceremonies when you spent at least a moment, if not more, really reflecting on the spiritual journey of sorts?
Yeah, that's a tough question. I mean, for me, me and my dad were so close that he was involved in anything and everything that I did in my life, whether it was, you know, what I was doing at school or anything, you know, rugby. You know, I definitely think about him time and again, for sure, and really think about what he would have thought of the whole thing, and hopefully, well, I know he would have been proud of that, for sure.
For Patriot fans, you've become a very well-known, almost a household name, because of this rugby experience.
Well, I mean, that's nice. I hope they enjoyed watching the rugby, but I would have liked to see America watch us through the medal rounds, and I think that's a place we should have been for the team that we were, and just didn't work out. But I hope I just ultimately opened some people's eyes up to a game they probably didn't know about.